going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up hot and fresh by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Joining me now is our guy, Bill Ryder, NBA insider for CBS Sports, and of course, CBS Sports HQ as well. Check out Ryder Than You weekday mornings on the Infinity Sports Network from 9 to 11. The last time you and I talked, Bill Ryder, you were not a fan favorite, if I remember correctly, with your story on Giannis.
Yeah, people, even a colleague of mine who is on your airwaves, very mad at me. I try to tell you, love Wisconsin, from Iowa, love Giannis. I'm just trying to tell you what the expectation was out there.
This is my thing, and this is what I don't understand. Maybe you can explain this to me, because you do national media, obviously. So from our perspective in Milwaukee, I feel like Giannis is like possibly the only person that I can come up with for the last, 5 to 6 years straight, every offseason, we're trying to figure out where to move Giannis. It was happening before they made the trade for Holiday. It was happening before they made the trade for Lillard. And now here we are again, even though the man himself has never publicly come out and said that he's ever anticipated, you know, going anywhere else. In fact, over the fall, November, December, on a local interview here in Milwaukee, he said you'd have to drag him out of here kicking and screaming to get him to leave the Milwaukee Bucks organization. Yet here we are again with everybody coming up with trade scenarios to move Giannis.
Well, here's what I mean. Look, dude, like, I'm just going to be honest with you, because I'm from that part of the country. Are there people in national media who don't understand Milwaukee or Oklahoma City, or I'm from Des Moines, or yeah, of course. That's not this. That's not me. It's not Shams. And the reality is that unless you think Shams is lying or has been fooled for the first time in his ESPN career, Giannis has made a decision that he's open to the idea of being moved. And like, there's two things here. Do smaller markets get disrespected, but nationally? Of course they do. But do sometimes players want to move from those markets? Yes, they do sometimes. And when those times arise, that doesn't happen because people like me have put false information to the universe, and Giannis wakes up and says, you know, I wasn't going to leave Milwaukee, but now that Bill Ryder lied about it, I guess I'll go. It's the other way around. The fact is, Sparky, people have anticipated Giannis would leave Milwaukee if things didn't go well. Things have not gone well. As you know, he's on the record saying not that many weeks ago that he wants a second ring. And let's be really frank. They have not managed that team and that roster successfully enough that it's realistic to think that he can win one in Milwaukee, and he's 30 over the next 3 or 4 years. Doesn't mean he'll go, but people think he will, and I think that's for pretty good reason.
It's interesting because I don't remember people thinking Kobe was going to leave when they were in their down years. I don't remember people talking about Steph Curry if he was going to leave when he was in their down years. I don't remember all of this.
Kobe almost left. No, that's not true. Kobe almost left. Jerry Buss had to go to his house and talk him out of leaving because things weren't going well. And look, dude, like, here's the other reality. Back in the day, in the NBA specifically, market was really significant in success, right? Because the CBA was different. So you kind of did have to, I mean, I didn't love it where I come from, but you had to leave, or you could leave to win. Now it's about managing the CBA properly. And I like John Horst, your GM. I think he's really good. And he just got an extension. But the trade for Damian Lillard didn't work out. The trade for Chris Middleton was too late when Middleton didn't have enough value. Now you have Kuzma. You have a huge chunk of your salary and a very unforgiving CBA tied up in Giannis, Kuzma, and the guy in Lillard, who unfortunately and unfairly is injured and has a player option a year from now. So it's different than it was back 15 years ago. You guys aren't – Sparky, you're not going to win – Giannis has not won another title in Milwaukee. Because you could have unspooled Dame. That doesn't mean he should leave, but he's not going to win another title in Milwaukee because – The roster hasn't been managed well, and some really unfair things happened.
Let me tell you, really unfair, but they haven't. Okay, Bill Reiter joins us, NBA insider from CBS Sports. Let me tell you what I've been pitching to people, and Giannis may say, no, I'm not doing that. I'm out of here. Maybe he would say that. I don't know. I would simply look at Giannis and go, look, we're screwed, right? You wanted Drew Holiday, we got Drew Holiday. You wanted Damian Lillard, we got Damian Lillard. You wanted Adrian Griffin, that was a horrible decision, but we got you Adrian Griffin. Then you wanted out of Adrian Griffin, so we got you Doc Rivers. Fine, we've done everything you've asked us to do to this point, and because of that, we have like no assets left to really do anything around you kind of going forward necessarily. They do have some flexibility, you know, coming into this offseason, enough to, you know, do anything huge, I'm not sure of that. But what if you went to Giannis and just said, look, for the next 2 years, we're going to tear this thing down. We're going to burn it down around you, and we are going to make it so we're going to have about $100 million in cap space going into the summer of 27, coming off the 26th season, and then we'll be able to make a trade or two to get you a superstar player, be able to add whoever we want to add in free agency, and open up a brand new window for the next 3 to 5 years after we make those deals. What say you, Bill Reiter, to that idea?
I love it. I don't want Giannis to leave. I just think you and I both know that Giannis may not love it. And it's interesting because, look, you can't say to him what you just said because he'll be insulted, but what you said is probably largely true. Now, the Drew Holiday move worked. I mean, a title is a title,
yep.
And they got one. And look, the Lillard injury is so unfair. But life isn't fair, right? Because if Lillard doesn't get hurt, as I understand it, then there's a very real world where Lillard's people and the Bucks are going to have a conversation. Basically now, okay, we tried it. It didn't work out. Let's try something else. And Lillard still would have had some value. And so you could have gone to Giannis today, right? And said, all right, we're going to, in this alternate universe, we're going to move on from Dame. It didn't work. We're going to get some assets. We're going to rebuild. Here's what we think. The problem becomes you're not going to be able to move on, obviously, from Lillard. He's not going to play probably next year or the end of next year. Then he has a player option. So you're right. It's 2027. And the question becomes, does Giannis Antetokounmpo, who I think is the third best player on earth or higher, I love his game, but he is 30. He's not a shooter. When his athleticism goes away, that is going to be – right. He's going to have a ceiling on how long he can play that is not true for Steph Curry, right, or LeBron, who's a freak of nature. Does he want to burn 2 years? And I don't know. I hope he stays, Sparky. I love that part of the country, and I don't want guys to switch teams. But it's not what I want or what you want. It's what Giannis wants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And at least the feeling out there is he's going to want to be somewhere else.
All right, Bill Ryder of CBS Sports, NBA Insider, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. So everybody's got trade scenarios out there from all different universes, and I try to do one every day because there's so many of them. Today's one I'm going to do in a different segment is going to be this. This was brought up by The Athletic, okay? This is a three-team trade. The Trailblazers get Sengun and Jock Landale. Rockets get Giannis and Jeremy Grant. The Bucks get Amen Thompson, Jalen Green, Cam Whitmore, Donovan Clingan, a first via Phoenix in 25, a first via Phoenix in 27, 2029 first most favorable of Milwaukee, Portland, or Washington, and then the swap rights that are there with Portland for 28 and 30 would be extinguished, and they would be only Milwaukee Bucks rights. What say you if you're the Bucks?
Oh, hell yes. I mean, I think Amen Thompson's a future star. He's got one to shoot, but I think he will. I love his game. And as you know, you don't control your draft picks until, whatever, 30 or 31.
31 and 32, yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's brutal. I would. Now, Jalen Green, you threw Jalen Green's in there, right?
Yep.
I don't know what to make of him because he's so inconsistent. The thing about the Rockets and therefore a lot of these young stars, including the two guys you just mentioned, is they're so young and they're so ahead of schedule. Are there inconsistencies, particularly in the postseason? I'm really talking about Jalen Green. Is that a product of who he is as a player, or is that a product of the fact that he was thrust into a two seed way ahead of schedule in part because of how good he was in the regular season? That's a John Horst question. That's like why John Horst gets paid the big bucks. But assuming you think Jalen Green can be good to great going forward, and I think that's a very reasonable supposition, I really like that trade. I mean, the first thing I would do is call Dallas and just see if I can get Cooper Flagg, because
yes,
that guy, you, by the way, you might be able to. Most GMs would say no. Most GMs, and that's not like that crazy of a trade, would say Cooper Flagg is young and we have him for, you know, a decade if we keep him happy. But Nico Harrison obviously is want to do what he's want to do, and he's under massive pressure to win now because he traded away Luka. But barring Cooper Flagg, I love that trade for you guys.
I mean, the other one is obviously San Antonio, the Spurs, because they have 2-14 right now. So, you know, if you can get 2-14, Castle, another one of their young promising players, and then another first or two going forward, that would be another one where now they have Fox, Giannis, and Wembanyama, and that puts them, you know, possibly as favorites in the West next year.
Yeah, and by the way, they're the bet. If Giannis moves, they are by far the betting favorites to land him. And obviously, these things can change based on what John Horst wants, what Giannis wants, if Giannis even is willing to leave. But I like the Spurs a lot as a move. If you can get Castle, he is great. The thing about the first trade you gave me is those Suns pick. The Suns are, here's the thing, the Phoenix Suns are the warning sign for the Milwaukee Bucks. You, because Kevin Durant is still really good, right? Really good. But if you don't manage the cap properly, if you have the wrong expensive pieces, you get squeezed now. You have no flexibility. And so, and the reason that Suns pick is really good is they're going to be bad for a long, long, long time. So I actually like the first trade you mentioned better for a lot of reasons, including that those Suns picks, those can be top picks in the draft.
Yeah, no question about it. Bill Ryder, CBS Sports, NBA Insider, CBS Sports HQ. And, of course, follow him. Ryder, then you, weekday mornings, 9 to 11 on the Infinity Sports Network. What about the Boston Celtics? I mean, everybody's coming down on the Bucks and how they manage their situation.
Call.
Celtics are about to be blown up, especially with this Tatum injury now. What happens to that roster?
Yeah, that's a great question. Keep an eye on the honest there. I mean, who knows where Giannis wants to go and if he's going to leave. There was already talk around in league circles, Sparky, about Boston blowing it up, making serious changes because of the apron and how much money they have to spend and the impending contracts that are coming up. I think you're going to see massive changes there. And I don't know what you do with Jason Tatum. He's also, like Lillard, going to miss a year. Unlike Lillard, he's younger, so you hope he can recover from the Achilles injury and get to the level that he's been at before. There's never a guarantee. I think there's going to be moving parts there, and whether it's moving, you know, whether Giannis wants to be there or not, if Boston's willing to move a Jaylen Brown or an injured Jason Tatum, which I don't think they would do, or any of these other guys, they could also just put into the market pieces that could end up affecting what happens for Milwaukee if Giannis is indeed moved.
I know you're the biggest Doc River fan alive. You're the president of the fan club. You lead the charge.
I am, yeah.
You love Doc.
Best.
Having said all of that, if they were to trade Giannis, he retires, doesn't he?
It's a really interesting question because, as you know, your organization is paying multiple coaches right now to coach, and Doc does not make a little amount of money. I mean, he's not – he didn't sign up for a rebuild. But it just depends, right? I mean, if you get Cooper Flagg, maybe he's interested. The other trade that you signed,
that
right? The one
deal.
That's three-way.
Yeah.
I don't – it's a really good question. I don't know. I obviously don't know. I don't talk. Doc and I aren't playing golf together based on my, you know, fans loved him. It just depends how he values the money and being in the game versus winning. Cause he's not, whoever is the coach post Giannis is not winning the title in the next year or two, right? You're trying to become the Thunder. Well, what the Thunder are now, or the Rockets or the Magic, if they hadn't gotten hurt. The idea is to build something that becomes sustainable and becomes winning, but the timeline is longer than probably what Doc is interested in, but I'm speculating.
If I would have to guess, I would imagine Doc either retires or goes to the front office in some made-up role, and then Darvin Ham is the next head coach through this rebuild. That would be my guess.
I like Darvin, by the way. He got a raw deal in L.A., and they all make fun of him in L.A. to play. I think he's a good coach. I don't think, especially if you had a young team, I don't think that would be a bad outcome for Bucks fans.
He is Bill Ryder. Follow him on Twitter at SportsRyder, CBS Sports NBA Insider. Beyond the Arc podcast, don't forget about that. And, of course, Ryder Than You, 9 to 11 weekday mornings on the Infinity Sports Network. Anything else that I missed that you wanted to promote, Bill?
No, dude, that's great. I love being on the air because, like, I shouldn't say that because everybody listens, but one of my favorite uncles and aunts in my family live in Waukesha. So it's cool to be on in Wisconsin. I'm from Dubuque. Thanks, as always, pal, for having me on.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.